KLOS. Vroom. Southern California's rock station.
She's got churros. Grab her.
Why is there churros?
There's all this awesome food all over the building.
Wait, why? Where's
I don't know, but she's got churros. Do you see her?
Yeah.
Tackle her.
Well, I can't be.
Hey, lady. Give us your churros.
I don't think that's working.
I know.
Hang on.
Marcy was talking about it.
We want your churros.
We need a churro.
Do you?
Yeah.
Please.
Can
you
give us one?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Churro time! Where's it from?
Churromania.
There you go. Sweet.
Say it again.
Churromania.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're
That's
welcome.
Terribly exciting.
Yeah, and here napkins because you will need them.
Yes, for sure.
For sure we'll need them.
Wow, thank this you. Is the right You're way welcome. To start a day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those were not for us.
They were for someone who actually is
but we will take
talented
them.
In the building. Oh, my God.
All right, that's the way to start.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you got really the chocolate good. One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Coming up today on the
who
show,
cares?
We have Gimme Five songs
Whatever.
With me in the title. We have One American Dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Are you prepared for a natural disaster?
Oh, sure I am.
And Rappin' Granny next.
Rappin' Granny next.
95.5 KLOS.
Devil's Night is coming.
That's what I heard.
He just tweeted that a few hours ago. Ozzy did. That's his latest patient number 9. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sending you to the store, to the Ozzy store for this. I think it's a new merchandise. But
oh, is that right?
He's got something else going on for Halloween. But he's holding his cards close to his vest.
Very cool.
Or whatever.
I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there's a woman running for Senate in Utah.
Okay.
And she raps.
Oh, sweet. Woo!
And just worse than you think.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Utah Senate candidate Linda Paulson.
Utah.
Is known for her viral campaign ad.
Okay, all right.
She had her daughter write it for her, and her daughter performed it in front of the family.
Oh, my God.
And so the woman said, hey, can you do that for my campaign? And the girl said, no, you do it. So mom,
she's like, I ain't putting myself out there, mom. You do it.
Mom did it.
Oh no.
And it's a campaign and it's working because we would never be talking about whatever district
That's
this
true.
Is in
I think
Utah.
I'll move to Utah and vote for her.
This is
if I like this.
You're gonna love it. And by love it, I mean it's bad enough that it might be great.
Ah, all right.
It's
wow.
that
yeah,
bad.
Sure, yeah.
So I present for you Rapping Granny.
District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done.
Yeah, no, I remember Public Enemy doing this originally. It was pretty
right.
amazing, yeah.
Chuck D?
Yeah, it was right the track before 911.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police. Right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government control and regulation. Want to stop and expose all political corruption.
I got to tell you, though.
Morality.
She really has the energy that you need to bring to a rap.
And support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society. But in schools, they're pushing for new beliefs. And
oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, like rap music, lady!
Just
I don't know what I'm saying.
Verify this because
she's confusing me.
Finest. As a female adult, I know what a woman is.
That's her. That's her mic drop moment.
I wish she had. I wish she had dropped it earlier.
But in schools, they're pushing
yeah,
for new
that.
Beliefs. Just to clarify this, because there's some who can't define this. As a female adult, I know what a woman is.
Oh. Boom. Suck it.
I'm glad we don't live in Utah. Dude.
Same. How frightening, right?
That's crazy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is a half robot, half half person.
The bottom half is robot. The top half isn't there. The
top half doesn't exist. No. It kind of stops at the waist.
Yeah.
And it's running a 100-meter race on a track.
And doing really sickly well.
They've been doing okay. Let's not get crazy.
I would love to try and trip it.
It did set the world record, according to Guinness.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes, at 24.73 seconds.
Wow.
So that's not so fast for a 100-meter dash, for God's sakes. Right.
But still,
it's a robot. It's
faster than me.
That's running with legs.
Yes.
Have we learned nothing?
Every
single time these people take these robots and train them to do flips and get, to try and knock them over.
They mess with them. They're pissing them off right out the gate.
Now they're teaching them to run as fast as possible.
Better run, robot.
We're building our replacements. Let's stop this.
Building Skynet, basically.
They gave it a name. It's Cassie. Oh, how nice. Cassie the robot.
Well, how was he killed? Oh, Cassie the robot killed him.
Cassie the robot ran right over him. He just wouldn't stop.
Kept jumping up and down on him over and over and over.
It's the fastest by a bipedal robot.
It's a bicurious robot?
I think it means two legs. Oh, I'm guessing.
I gotcha. Can you post this on Kevin and Slugger?
Yes, I will post
it. We need to see it.
Because it's a little freaky.
It's super freaky.
And I don't like it. And it's running fast. And it's going to be able to... This is going to be chasing me one day.
Yes, it is.
One day. This is how I go.
That's right.
This is how I go down.
Yep.
And I don't love it.
I'll be up on the building shooting at it. I'll try and take it out for you. I'll probably hit you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right.
I'm willing to sacrifice myself because I don't know what they're going to do. Sorry.
That robot that you just showed, the running robot, you just posted that?
Yeah. At Kevin and Slugger.
It would fit totally in that video for that song right there. I was in that post-apocalyptic world, and he would have been more than happy to run down the road and kill all the humans.
That is
very
true.
Ah, creepy.
You've been watching the... are we going to do this first?
What?
This?
No. That's for later. That's sometime in 4 to 5.
Oh, between 4 and 5 o'clock, we have Halloween Horror Night tickets.
Yeah.
So listen for that.
Yeah.
Have you been watching all of the hurricane coverage?
Not really.
It's always semi-hilarious to me because they make the reporters stand out in it.
Yes.
And I'm not positive why.
I mean, they're getting hit by stop signs. They get,
hit by tree branches.
Yeah.
Yes. They're standing in knee-high water.
They get blown over completely plenty of times. They can be electrocuted.
They're not doing any reporting.
No.
They're just fighting to stay alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one woman who's extremely smart and
I saw her.
Protected her microphone.
Yes. This is brilliant.
With a little something that we like to call a condom. She actually put a condom on her microphone.
Because you get this horrible noise.
And you can't get it wet.
No.
Right?
Right.
So she puts a condom on it.
I got a few left over from last night that you didn't need.
My only question is how fast did she put it on? Because that'll tell us a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll tell us a lot about her. This is her now. This is her explaining to people
why the microphone looks so weird.
What it is? Yes, you're all right.
You can look at this mic. It won't get you pregnant. Don't worry.
It's a condom.
A lot of people are asking, "What is on my microphone?" It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. A lot of rain, so we gotta do what we gotta do, and that is put a condom on the microphone.
First time I've ever seen that done.
Yeah, I've never seen it either, and it is brilliant.
Seems brilliant, but it wouldn't sound great, would it?
I mean, it sounded okay.
Put a little condom on my microphone. How does this sound?
Is it ribbed for her pleasure?
It sounds good. Well, it's got a reservoir tip. Does that help?
I haven't had no sex!
You're doing it the wrong way. You're putting the condom on the microphone. You need to flip it up.
This needs to go elsewhere.
It's time for One American Dollar.
Yay!
We need some kind of jingle. One American Dollar!
There we go. That's it. That's perfect. Right. Yeah, well done.
Sligo has won three...
I think three.
...times.
Yeah,
I have won zero.
I put all that money, by the way, in the bank, and it's really bringing in some cash.
You going to retire soon?
Yes. $3 I've won so far.
All right, I'm going to try and guess. Give me the category.
This is an interesting one, and I think a lot of people have probably seen this article, and there's a lot of buzz about it, and of course, anger. But Rolling Stone, as they are wont to do, have rated the top 100 TV shows of all time.
Top 100 TV shows.
Now, this isn't really based on, how many episodes they were, how many awards they won, or who was in them.
Viewership?
No, it's just sort of, they've asked a lot of different people.
Just opinion-wise.
And then kind of took all that and threw it in the hopper and came up with 100. And, you know, so I kept hearing about it. And people were like, oh, this is ridiculous. Terrible. No, no. How dare you? It's not bad. The top 10, I can kind of smoke. I can get behind.
Are they, you said all time?
All time. From the beginning, first broadcast.
I'm going to zero in on the top 10 because that's where my goal is.
Yes, just top 10.
The top 10, mm-hmm. Is it old school stuff, like 70s stuff?
It is everything across the board. It is like, you know, it's all of it. It really is. I mean, I guess... No, it's pretty much across the board. There's only one in here that I've never even heard of that's in the top 10.
And
I would, you know who would be great with this? Michael Schneider.
Yes,
run a mic.
Yes,
I would love to put this, if you hadn't seen the Rolling Stone article, put him to the test.
We'll do another one like this.
Yeah.
Next time he's in.
Yeah.
Comedies? Or
sure,
comedies
television.
And...
All television. All.
Come
everything.
On, man. That's impossible.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. So we're looking at 10 total. So let's say 7 guesses to get. What do you feel comfortable with? 4?
I mean, I'm not good.
I know, it's really hard.
Let's say 3.
3.
All 7
right.
Guesses to get 3.
We got to get you that dollar.
And if I win, there's an asterisk by my total.
Okay, well, we'll
right
tell that
there.
To the statisticians.
All right.
Statisticians, whatever.
My first guess mm-hmm. is...
Yeah.
MASH.
Man, see that? I think that should be on the list. And it isn't.
It isn't?
It's not even... I don't see it in the top 20. Which,
well,
that doesn't
stupid.
Make any sense. So maybe they were right. Maybe it is bogus.
It's not like...
Now that you say that, I'm like, oh, yeah, MASH.
It's family crap like Brady Bunch stuff?
I'm just going to straight up give you Brady Bunch is not one of them.
Okay.
No, it's not really horrible, 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 horrible. With apologies to everybody that had anything to do with that show.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
So MASH isn't in
no,
there.
No, isn't that crazy? Not
Seinfeld.
Even in the top 20.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, however, is in the top 10. Well done.
Yes. 2 guesses. I got 1 right.
You got 1 right. Seinfeld is in the top 10. In fact, it's number 6.
I would... Guess maybe Friends, then.
Friends. You know, can I tell you something weird? I've never seen that show. Never watched
an
episode.
Is that right?
Yep.
It's not bad.
And I think it sucks as a result. So, no, it's not.
It's not,
not even in the top 20. Nope. Which, that, again, I can see why people are having a heart attack about this Rolling Stone article with the top 100 TV shows of all time. Because you would think Friends would be in the top 20.
If you're including drama, I'm going to say Sopranos.
Sopranos is...
Thank you.
Number...
Yes.
You think it's in the top 10?
Yeah.
Number 1.
Yes! I got 2.
You got 2, baby.
So I just need 1 more, right?
You just need 1 more.
All right.
So far you got, what was the other one you said?
I said MASH, and that was wrong.
Right.
And,
You said Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. And that was number 6.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to say the wrong damn thing here and tell you one of them.
I wonder if it's like Mary Tyler Moore... Or if it's more...
I just, as soon as you said that, I heard the
damn song.
Game
of Thrones.
Game of Trons.
Game of Thrones,
that's
right?
A great guess.
Thank you.
And it's wrong.
How's that not... Okay.
So let's see. You got 5 guesses. You get 2 more. You got 3 wrong so far.
All right.
I can see why it got... Although maybe, you know, maybe it was the way it wrapped up. Like all of a sudden, okay, we need to be done with
like
this
the
series.
Ending, so it's not an important...
I'll tell you another one that's not Lost, and I think that's probably
that
why.
Right?
If we were doing this like when it was still running, I bet it would have been in way up there.
What decade are we looking at? 70s,
oh,
80s,
everything.
90s? I know, but I'm looking at the ones that I haven't gotten in the top 10.
I can't help you with that, because you got to win this dollar fair and square, my friend.
I don't. I'll cheat.
You know, a lot of times you're sitting
like
at the table. Sure. Call a friend.
I'll cheat
a friend.
Like you did. Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Top 10 TV shows of all time.
Yeah. You're going to kick yourself with a couple of them.
I am, I'm sure. What's the one with Happy Days?
Happy Days!
Yes!
Yay! Oh, damn it. Nope.
That's come on, done. Man.
You got 1 more guess.
All right.
1 more guess, baby. You can do it.
Newer? On the newer side?
Well, there. I'll tell you, there's some that are very new. Man, there's some that are not very new.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
And I'm going to say one more thing before you really... Is that your final
no,
answer before
not.
I ask your final answer?
No, it's not.
You actually mentioned one of them just a few minutes ago, but you didn't put it as a guess. So I just let you say it, and then you
is
went
that
on.
Right?
Yeah. I even kind of pointed it out.
All in the Family?
That isn't what you said, but is that your final
no.
answer? Well, maybe I have to go change to ding.
That isn't
maybe
what you said.
Do you folks at home remember what he said? And then I said something about what he said?
I don't remember what
I
said.
Isn't that the worst? I know.
Dude. What I said.
Our brains are sieves, wow. Man.
Mary Tyler.
Woo! Dude, guess what?
That's it.
Da-da-da.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got a dollar. You win a dollar.
Woo!
Holy cow. What are you going to do with all that money?
Finally.
Winner.
How many games have I played? Have I guessed?
47.
Yeah, and that's the first time I won. All right, give us
well
the
done.
Top 10.
I gotta drop back to the 20 because okay. 30 Rock was at 20, and that pissed me off. That's one of my all-time
Rock.
Favorite shows.
Agreed.
Saturday Night Live only came into 18.
That's all right.
Twin Peaks was at 16.
Okay.
Larry Sanders Show was at 15. Veep
right.
was 13.
Oh, Veep is so great.
Twilight Zone
yes.
did not make the
not
top
the
10.
Top 10. That's crazy.
But then you said Mary Tyler Moore Show. That
yes.
was number 10. Atlanta was number 9.
What?
Yeah. I don't
what,
know.
Hold up.
Yeah. That's on the
Atlanta.
List.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's in season 3 now.
There you
I
go.
Think.
I think this is where some of the anger
that's
and
crazy.
Frustration came from. Yeah. But this is why I'm saying Lost probably would have been when it was
I love
on.
It. I love Atlanta.
Yeah.
But how could it be in the top 10 of all time?
There you go.
That's crazy.
Well, Rolling Stone.
Okay.
Cheers, number 8.
Cheers, of course.
Mad Men. I was hoping you would guess
Mad
that
Men.
One.
Mad Men.
That's what
yeah,
I was trying
I
to say.
I never watched that one.
Seinfeld, you got number 6. Fleabag? That's the one. I don't even know what
Fleabag,
that is.
Yeah,
Fleabag,
yeah. It's a British show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite funny. But again, it's only 2 or 3 seasons.
And where's tops. What we do in the shadows?
Yeah, that's not.
Where's that?
That's not in the top 50.
Number 4 is The Wire. Number 3, I was shocked you didn't hit on Breaking Bad.
Breaking
and I agree with that.
Bad,
that's
of
way
course
up there.
That should be in yeah. there.
And The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Was number 2.
I'm
and you,
so dumb.
You got the number 1. You got Sopranos.
I'm so dumb, but I wanted.
You won a dollar.
One
I'm
American
so happy for you.
Dollar.
Let's go down and drink. Let's go drinking. Just put the station on autopilot. We're out of here.
See you next week, people.
You got some more churros. You stole those.
They were sitting on a chair in the hallway.
They brought in all this amazing food. One of them is from Churro Mania Bakery. These churros are unbelievable.
They're quite delicious, yes.
So good. And then that taco that I had a little while ago,
mm-hmm.
that was from Teddy's Red Taco.
I was falling on my hands and knees out there to get this one.
It's well worth it.
So nobody can see.
We're stealing food that they brought in for the other stations.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
I have a daughter who lives in Miami.
Oh, my God.
She called, and she's like, yeah, I'm ready for, you know, anything that may happen with this hurricane.
Oh, wow.
And Miami didn't exactly get destroyed, but there are a lot of smaller towns along the coast that are just...
So she's okay?
She's fine.
Mm,
she's completely prepared. She's
really?
Like, what kind of battery should I get for my computer and my phone?
She
and
asked you that as your father. I mean, as her father.
I, like, I would suggest blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I didn't really have anything to say because her organizational skills, she got from her mother, not me.
Right. Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have?
Yeah, we talked about this like maybe a year,
about a year ago
when there was an earthquake
mm-hmm.
and we just got everybody talking about, you know, yeah, I got some stuff in my car, like I got shoes and some water and a little food in case I got a hike to
what
the
kind
house.
Of food?
Just, you know, the stupid little bars that'll last for a while.
Oh, and, like energy bars?
Yeah, and then at home we have a big kit that lasts for like 3 weeks or so. Batteries and radio and lighters and
I should think about that.
Yeah, it's good to be prepared.
What do you need?
You know,
that's
blankets.
818-955-KLOS.
Sweaters.
Blankets know. Make sense.
Yeah.
Sweaters.
Yeah, you know, in case, like, it's cold, you're sitting outside, the house is falling over.
I
mean,
I understand
over.
How sweaters are used.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You actually pull them on
how is
your
that at the
body.
The top of the list.
Well, it's definitely in the list.
Do you have a first aid
flashlight,
kit?
Flashlight, first aid kit.
You do?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why need you get some?
Drugs.
Do they have...
you know, because you get bored. I mean, in case you get
joints?
Hurt. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't have any weed in my
what?
Kit. I just realized.
I was just joking. Of course
that's
you did.
Stupid.
Really?
This is how you blow it. You're sitting outside with nothing to do, and you don't have any weed.
All right. So that's
terrible thing.
So we need to make sure that we're prepared for anything.
Yes. And a crank radio so you can listen to AM, but you don't have
you
to
don't
have
that. Do you have
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they sell them.
What?
They sell them all. You know, you can order them online. They come with a lot of the emergency prepared kits. And that way you can, you know, if you don't have batteries or whatever's not working or they've corroded, you can just, you know, crank up this radio and listen to the AM.
Do you have those gross, like, military, what are they called, MREs?
What's that? Oh, the food stuff?
The food that's supposed to be food?
No, I mean, it's kind of like that. Yeah, it's like gruel to keep you going, I guess.
It's
yeah.
really non...
It's not now, but it's got to fit in a thing that you can carry with you. You know, like if you have to leave...
Ooh, is it a backpack?
And the neighborhood's on fire. It's actually in a tub, like a little, you know, like a... Like what you'd have pool supplies in, you know, your...
Right.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, I gotcha. Like that. Yeah, okay. So you can just carry it as a handle. And then we do have two backpacks.
Do you really?
Yeah, so we just strap them on the back and run for our lives or whatever. If that
you're
happens.
Kind of a grown-up.
It's kind of sad. Wow. I know. No, I don't like sad. It. It's really weird.
It's sad that I don't have any of it.
We'll come get you, man.
That's sad. You'll carry me on your shoulders?
Yeah.
Well, 818-955-KLOS. What
prepared?
Do you have?
Yeah.
And what might we be overthinking? What might people be
or
forgetting?
Missing. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
818-955-KLOS. Watching everybody with the hurricane down in the southeast. Reminds me of having a emergency preparedness kit, which I don't have.
When are you going to put that together? You got to put that together. You really got to do that this weekend.
I'll do it,
next weekend. The weekend after.
Yeah,
do it
weekend
this weekend.
After. This weekend. Do you have one?
Oh, hell yeah. We live in Southern California. You got it.
Yeah, that's what you think, right?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely in mine. I got an emergency kit in the backpack. We got an emergency kit that's come with, like, food and water in the house.
What kind of food is it?
Oh, well, we got MREs, which last about 5 years.
Oh, that's the one Kevin doesn't want, though. That
tastes so nasty.
Hey, don't talk until you knock it, all right?
I've tried it. I've tried the MREs, and they taste like a mixture of dirt and pet hair. Animal hair.
Well, you just didn't get the right one.
There's a gourmet one?
There's not a good one.
Go to
one.
Hickory Farms at the mall and get a...
Yeah, oh, my God. They have hundreds of options.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, but they're all garbage.
Wait.
Don't do the veggies.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a weed in your kit? Because I realized just now.
No, because weed goes bad, okay?
That doesn't. It lasts quite a while. You put it in a vacuum? I don't know. I think this gentleman doesn't know what he's talking about. Hey, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, it's Rochambeau. What's up, boys?
We're talking about being emergency prepared kits.
Definitely two joints and a life straw.
And a what?
A life straw.
What's a life straw?
It's a device you can stick in any kind of crappy water and just suck it up and it's clean. No.
What?
No filter needed. Yep,
it's a filter in a straw?
It's a whole unit in one. Yep.
It's called a life straw.
Life straw.
I had not heard of that. We do have a lot of water, by the way. We got it tucked away, so theoretically we go through the water all the time
to
keep it fresh. But life straw, huh? You're not making this up? It's not your little company that you're going to try and make a lot of money on right now?
No.
Okay. Well, cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
thanks for calling, man.
Life straw.
What do you got for earthquake or whatever, emergency preparedness? 818-955-KLOS. Life straw.
Life straw's the thing.
Who knew?
It's a real thing.
Apparently, it's real.
I don't know if it's, I haven't tested it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine you can really stick it in sludge and suck out the clean water, but...
That's how it sounds.
Kind of. I'm going to look into this. I'm actually going to maybe get one for my earthquake supply kit.
We're about
eight. I will, you won't.
We're about 8 minutes away from Gibby 5, songs with me in the title.
Me.
Right now, we're talking about you or a friend have emergency supplies just in case.
I hopped in a buddy's truck. He's got a great big 4x4, and he's got his 2-month food supply, water supply, feminine products for his wife. And I asked him, what is he going to do when somebody comes in with a gun?
And what do you say to that?
He pulled out his AR-15.
Great. I need to get this guy's phone number so I can call him and we can hook up so that he can save my life after the big earthquake.
Yeah, that's not going to be happening.
Why?
Because he said anybody that calls him looking for help, they're unprepared, and he's got plastic zip ties for those guys.
I like this dude. That's my goal.
Is he a serial killer?
No.
Okay.
And I hate to say he's a doctor.
Oh, them doctors, they're smarts.
Sure.
All them doctors, they know everything.
All right, that makes sense.
Damn it.
That's fantastic. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, dude, that's fantastic. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Emergency preparedness kits?
And that's what we're talking about. Have you got one?
No.
All right, well, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hello?
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about emergency preparedness kits.
I'm ready.
What do you have?
Let's see. A fresh pair of underwear, socks. What do we got? Your little lunchbox?
That's the worst kit ever. That's like if you're a 5-year-old.
That is the worst kit.
Do you have
ever.
Any weed in your
no,
kit?
No.
Any weed?
You said a
underwear. One pair
beer.
Of underwear.
You
and some
beer.
Socks.
You do need beer.
Sure, beer, yeah.
You
correct.
Need beer.
All right, Liz. Yeah, we got
need
it.
You need liquor.
Right, you need liquor. We got it.
Okay, thanks for calling. I think that everybody that's listening for the most part, except for the doctor.
Everybody's ready.
Is doomed. Yeah,
oh,
no, they're doomed.
Right, they're doomed. Right, that's what I meant.
Ready for more singing?
Give me five.
Me.
Give me five.
In a row,
me.
Logo.
Me.
The theme is
me.
Me first in the gimme gimmies. Oh, we should play that. One of theirs. Songs with the word me in the title. W1A me. And if you get that, hats off to you. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Me.
Hi, this is Steve Miller on 95.5 KLOS.
Steve, can you try that again? Did that really fast. It was really short. It sounded like you didn't really... Steve? Oh, he left, I guess.
He's gone.
Someone named Steve actually asked for that one, oddly enough. Steve Miller. Me. It's all about me. Me, 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 me.
Songs with me in the title.
And who's this next one for? You don't know the name, huh?
I don't.
Someone in Sherman Oaks.
I took down the name. I can't read my own writing. You know how that works.
Yeah, you know who you are. You, it's me on KLOS. Give me five. Hit me with your bet shot, the real me, Steve's, rocking me for someone named Steve. And then we had Kiss Me Deadly,
mm-hmm.
but we're not sure who that was for. I think she knows who she is. And Love Me Two Times are from the Doors. A lot of me's. Me,
sure.
me, and rock
That's
and
what
roll.
The theme was today.
Yeah. What's with these rockers, man?
This falls in the category of I'm glad I'm not friends with this guy. That category?
Sure.
A 20-year-old man from Cambridge, England, has become famous both in his hometown and on social media.
Yeah.
Because he has determined, as of last year, that he's never going to wear shoes again.
Ooh.
Anywhere, ever, anytime, ever at all.
Is his name Jay? Does he work over at another station?
No, that is not that guy.
Dude hasn't worn shoes in quite
some
time.
He hasn't, and I would be disappointed if he did.
Yeah, me too, because
it's pretty cool. This guy's name is George Woodville.
Okay.
And supposedly he wore shoes all of the time, including indoors.
Like a normal human.
Like a normal human.
Regular, up until...
Then he went on a walking holiday with his mom and his grandfather.
Like you don't.
And, quote, began questioning the necessity of wearing footwear.
How high was he?
It doesn't say, but that's a very important part.
I think so.
He got to the hotel, started researching the barefoot movement.
What?
And decided he was done with shoes for good.
Out of here. You know, they made them way thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. They found ways to make them. But what do they know?
More than 1 year later.
Yeah, wow, okay.
He's sticking to his decision.
So he's been sans footwear for a year already.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of impressive.
He said the first time that he went to a grocery store, they didn't even notice.
Ah, I can see that.
No one saw that he was barefoot.
I believe that.
Can you imagine being friends with that dude?
Can you imagine if people really started doing it, all these bare feet people everywhere?
No. As soon as he returned home from his vacation, the 20-year-old threw away all of his 20 pairs of shoes, including 3 pairs of trainers, 2 pairs of leather shoes, suede shoes and flip-flops.
Cool of him to not give them away.
He's not even thinking of flip-flops. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much a naked foot.
Flip-flops.
What about Crocs? That's pretty nude.
That's nude-ish.
Close. Yeah, you're almost one with nature with Crocs.
And eventually it started paying the bills because of OnlyFans.
Because of what?
OnlyFans.
Oh, really? They want to see his feet.
He
How
makes
filthy are they?
$400 the first month.
Get out of here.
On OnlyFans.
I'm going to stop wearing my seatbelt and see what happens.
He says he's confident that it's only a matter of time until he makes it big on the platform.
It's not that exciting, dude.
On OnlyFans. Right, take it easy.
Yeah.
Right, they're very upset with the length of bathroom breaks at work. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
How did David Bowie into that?
Yes, that's Whiplash Radio.
Yeah, I love it.
In the past, there have been stories on how they cut employee salaries for spending too much time in the toilet.
All right. And, you know, Superstore sort of addressed this. I loved that show. It was brilliant. And they would actually be tracking them. They had to have their phones on them all the time. And so when they were in the bathroom, they would time their break.
Yep. Others, where they fined workers for having using the toilet more than once a day.
Man, once a day?
Yep.
Come on.
And even a company that installed timers on the toilet booths.
Well, what happens with it? Does it throw you out?
I don't know.
Does it push you out? You haven't wiped yet, but you're out.
I don't know. But none of those examples even come close to the solution
Okay.
of one technology company.
Oh, no.
Which reportedly installed cameras above the booths of its employee bathroom.
Wow.
To monitor phone use during bathroom breaks.
Yeah, you know, the reason we want to make sure the money doesn't dry up, so we're going to watch you when you're in the toilet.
That's... Photos captured from the footage of the bathroom cameras recently made their way onto Chinese social media.
Sure, of course.
And then they were able to go, hey, by the way, I know that building.
Right.
And that bathroom is the Chinese Aviation Lithium Battery Technology.
Wow.
It's a state-owned company specializing in the production of lithium batteries.
How pissed off would you be if you found yourself in a photo online?
The big difference between the United States and China.
Right.
China can effing do this.
Yeah, exactly.
They put a camera in the bathroom.
So that the man makes more money.
Yes.
So he doesn't waste any time with you.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot.
Somebody putting cameras in the toilet.
To make sure that you're not goofing off. That
right.
You're working at all times.
I don't know that they want to see my working.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. One American dollar.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
I won.
You did.
One American dollar.
Fair and square.
The first time ever.
You almost didn't say Mary Tyler Moore. She's the one who won you that buck.
The category was top 10 TV shows of all time.
According to Rolling Stone,
Some
anyway.
Of them very questionable.
Very questionable. Yeah. Where the hell's MASH?
A half-human robot set
a
record.
I'm sorry. Hold on. You should give back that dollar because it wasn't really a fair list, don't you think? I should keep the dollar.
No, I like the list, and I have the dollar, and I'm not giving it back.
Damn it,
you can pry it from my dead, cold hands. A half-human robot set a record at running the 100-meter dash in 24 seconds.
And in 24 years, that same robot's going to kill us all.
Will be chasing us. And we introduce you to Rappin' Granny. This is a woman.
Name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome.
That's
love
her.
God and family and the Constitution.
She's got a flow. There's no, you can't argue with her flow.
I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done.
Oh, God. That should be illegal, man.
We should kick her out of the country.
Yes! There's the solution. All right, I'm off to rap with Grandma.
I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police.
Shut up!
See you tomorrow. Peace out. Just ahead of our Gimme 5, but first, Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, time to go.
And Universal Studios Hollywood.
Don't go alone.
If you would like a 4-pack of tickets, we give you 4 because you can't go alone.
That's right.
That's why.
We need to keep you alive.
4 tickets if you are caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Marshall, how dare you? My singing is beautiful and inspiring.
It is beautiful. That's what I meant.
My grandma says it's really nice. You go ahead. Everybody else hates your guts, but you go ahead. Michael Marshall was caller 13. He's going to go to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. Got some more tickets, 4-pack of tickets to hand out tomorrow, but right this second.
How about going to a party?
Yes,
anyone,
please.
Anyone into that? October 8th, Heidi and Frank are having their 10th anniversary party.
Where?
Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh, all right.
Not hotel.
No.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay,
sorry.
That too. Hollywood on October 8th. Text this word. What is it?
It is Hard Rock.
All one word?
Yep.
To 68683.
Correct.
Hard Rock to 68683 right now.
You want to go to a party on October 8th for Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary?
Of course I do.
You can text right now the word Renee, the name Renee, R-E-N-E.
That's that dude in the morning, man. He's like new, man. So they're like putting his name all over the place, man.
You text that to 68683.
If I say Mecco to you, M-E-C-O, do you know what I'm talking about? On this day in rock... In 1977, the number one song on the top 100 was the Star Wars theme Cantina Band by the disco thing called Mecco. Let's Go Crazy from the Purple Rain soundtrack by Prince hit number one and stayed there for 2 weeks on this day in rock in 1984. It was on this day in rock in 1991 when MTV played the video from Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, for the very first time.